Blog Talk Radio.
I'm like Kenny, I don't want nobody to know what I'm Hello, and welcome to Charity Reads. You have now entered the room of Charity Reads. You got your Omega 7 in the house. You'll be joining us in a ritual this evening thank you so much for being a part of our ritual. Once again, thank you so much for joining us this evening. We're about to start on our ritual, and we are glad that you're joining us. Thank you so very much. That call number, once again, our call number is 646-478-0270. This evening, we have a special show prepared for you. This is our brand new segment, Working with Self-Help. We will be bringing you a neophyte initiation for EFA neophytes, a training for 1 month to initiate those in the house who would like to make the transition into a neophyte, an EWO. We will be giving you information about how to transition into a neophyte and learning how to pray and also learning how to be an EFA EWO initiate. Once again, we'd like to thank you. This is our beginning of our segment, but as is and as always, we will be asking permission from our elders to speak and getting the okay to go ahead, and I will look out in the audience. I'll look to my right and to my left, and I'll see if there is someone out there that can give me permission to speak. And I think there is. I want to welcome all those newcomers to the room. For those newcomers, this is the Care to Read room. You have the Omika in the house, the advocates you need, and the advisor you want. And I do see an elder, and I'm going to ask her permission to speak. Elder, do I have permission to speak?
Yes, by all means, you have permission to speak.
Thank you very much, Elder. Now, we're going to proceed with our ceremony here. As we get ready, I'm going to get all cleaned up. This is a very special mock ceremony that we will be doing, and we're going to go ahead and go through the complete ceremony doing this segment. And the gentleman that was going to join us this evening, I'm not sure if he's going to be making it. He did tell me that there was some complications. And in the event that he's not able to make it, we'll proceed on with this ritual on our own. Now, I will look to my left, look to my right, and I will invite my ancestors in. Ancestors, you're definitely welcome to be a part of what we're doing. We'd like to invite you in. We'd like to also thank the elders for giving us permission to speak. I'd like to pour libation, first of all. Now, I'm going to be doing an introduction of why we use the cardinal direction and what is the purpose of the cardinal direction and also the traditional name for Ifa's direction of the cardinal direction. We'll be covering that in a moment. But I'm going to go ahead and get cleaned up and get myself ready to call on the ancestors. Right now, we're going to go to station identification, ladies and gentlemen, and you will be able to be right back at us in the air. Thank you.
I'll be brief. I won't hold you up, right? So come with me. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up. I'll be sure I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff's case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yes, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to go. So before anyone hits the door, just remember I still have the floor. I'm a poet. For those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, and we're back. We'd like to thank you for joining us here in the Care to Read room. And you've got your Omika 7 in the house, the one you need, and I'm the advisor you want and the advocate you certainly need. Our number here in the room is 646-478-0270. Let me give you a little introduction of what is about to happen. We're going to proceed with our service. However, we will be doing our allegiance to the flag first, and my co-host will be coming in to do that. And then we'll go right into the reading of calling on the name ceremony of our ancestors, our heroes and sheroes, and then we'll proceed with our ceremony. We will be initiating in a mock ceremony, transitioning a young man into manhood, giving him his Eleke Purbis so that he can begin to summon the higher Ori himself and calling on his ancestors. So I will call on my co-host and see if he's in the room. Co-host, are you with us? Okay, thank you so much. How are you doing this evening, Terrell? How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Okay, very good, Terrell. And I'm going to ask that Terrell would read that pledge for us, the allegiance of that pledge for me. Thank you.
Allegiance of the flag of the UNIA. Here's to the flag of mine, the red, black, and gray. Hope that its future is bright and clean. Here's to the red of it, great nations shall know it. Time to come, red blood shall glow it. Historians shall light of it, great flag of mine. Here's to the black of it, your heart of it, back of it. Yes, it depends on it, but the red, black, and green of it, all black of mine. Here's to the bling of it, young man shall dream of it, face, shot, and shell of it, maiden shall think of it, habit, great and so high. Here's to the whole of it, colors brought all of it, please if my soul was it, regardless of what it pulls. Thanks, God, for giving it, great sacrifice.
Thank you so very much. Now we're going to proceed right into the ritual with the ceremony in a minute, and we will be initiating a EWO. I'd like to go ahead and call on those heroes and sheroes, and if you will, consent by saying Ashe.
Ashe.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to get on with calling out our heroes and our sheroes. And as we journey down to the Freedom Road, join us as we call on our ancestors who have gone on before us. I'd like to call the name of Booker T. Washington, Ashe. I'd like to call the name of Frederick Douglass, Ashe. I call the name of Harriet Tubman, Ashe. The name of Leontine Price, Ashe. Louis Armstrong, Ashe. I call the name of Madam C.J. Walker, Ashe. I call the name of Malcolm X, Ashe. I call the name of Nat Turner, Ashe. Rosa Parks, Ashe. Dr. Martin Luther King, Ashe. I call the name of Coretta Scott King, Ashe. Sojourner Truth, Ashe. Thurgood Marshall, Ashe. W.E.B. Du Bois, Ashe. And Zora Neale Hurston, Ashe. Join with me, ladies and gentlemen, by pulling out your list of names, calling on your personal ancestors, your mothers and fathers, uncles and aunts, and all of those who have preceded on ahead of you. I call the name of Clara Mae Jenkins, Ashe. Robert Jenkins, Ashe. Eugene Lilly, Ashe. Tommy Pete Harvey, Ashe. Essie Pope, Ashe. Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. Eugene Lilly, Ashe. Marvin Jenkins, Ashe. Robert Jr. Jenkins,
Shay. Michael Harvey, Shay. Michelle Harvey, Shay. Essalie Pope, Shay. Bessie Lilly, Shay. And Isa Lilly, Shay. Initial Lilly, Shay. I'd like to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for participating in calling the name ceremony of our ancestors and your ancestors. And may they be pleased with the words we say. And may the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. As I go on, I'd introduce to you a prayer for the family. I'd like to read that now, if you don't mind, pardon me. The Black Pledge, the Black Family Pledge, written by Dr. Maya Angelou. Because we have forgotten our ancestors, our children no longer give us honor. Because we have lost the path, our ancestors cleared, kneeling in perilous underground. Our children cannot hear us crying. Because we have abandoned our wisdom of mothering and fathering, our befuddled children give birth to children they neither want nor understand. Because we have forgotten how to love the adversity and within our gates and hold up the mirror of the world shouting, regard the loneliness. Therefore, we pledge to bind ourselves to one another, to embrace one lowest, to keep company with our loneliest, to educate our illiterate, to feed our starving, to clothe our ragged, and to do all good things, knowing that we are more than keepers of our brothers and sisters. In fact, we are our brothers and sisters, and in honor of those who toil and employ God with golden tongues and gratitude to the same God who brought us out of hopeless desolation, we make this pledge. In honoring our brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, we say that we are our brother's keeper. I am because we are, and because we are, therefore I am. If I should have good success, and if I should better myself, I must help someone else better their self. When we grew up as children in the olden days, we looked out for one another. We kept the watchman on the wall looking to see who might be in distress, and we aided our brothers and sisters. In any plight they were in, we did not hinder them. We must learn to get back to the old ways. But they say, O me, Inca, our old ways are no more. They say that the Egyptians are not us. They say that we are not a part of the kingdom of the Ancient One. They say that we were not the ones who constructed the pyramids. They say we can't possibly be the pyramid constructors or the Twa people, and that we didn't come from the south of Africa. They say we have no more rights to Egypt than the Hittites who came over and took the land from our people. But I say we are those people, and they are us, and we have every right to claim our ancient ruins, what is left of Egypt. We have every right to claim the seventh wonder of the world. Claim the seventh wonder of the world, ladies and gentlemen. You were part of that history. Your lineage and your ancestors helped to build one of the seven wonders of the world. It is okay to dream and reconnect yourself back to Egypt and also to desire to go home one day. For those of you who are still longing and desiring to go home, you can go home today. You can go home, but I want you to know you need to go back in the right state of mind. Some of our African brothers and sisters have forgotten who they are. They no longer remember the tradition of their fathers. They have shied away from learning the African customs. They are now Christians, and they are now worshipers of someone they did not know at one time. We must remind them. We must wake them up and let them know that we are they and they are us, and that we are one people, and that the African ruins that were left behind was left behind as a sign to remind us of their greatness. Now, if there was something great in Christianity, and if Christianity preceded anything, then we would have found that by now. However, you must not abandon your teachings of your traditional heritage and culture. You must gravitate to them. You must understand that we are African people. We are an African people, so be African. The question is not to be anything else. The only question on the floor today is to be or not to be African. Who will you be today? Have you decided who you will be? Because you are part African-American and African, the only question to solve is whether or not you will carry out your life and customs and tradition as an African. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to station identification. And we're going to start right into the ritual upon coming back, listening to In God's Attributes.
Fitment, arranged by the author Sherelle Omiyika Bidiako Garth. Commitment is when you've given your word, and your word can stand alone and on its own. It's making an effort when you really don't have the time. It's making ends meet when they really weren't intended to reach. It's giving your moral support and backing somehow leaves you feeling lacking because someone failed to give you the backing and you've gone without, then you should know what I'm talking about. Commitment, it's your badge. You should wear it with honor and pride. It's like having good character and integrity. It's not something that you want to hide. Commitment is paying someone else's daily dues, even if at times you find yourself being used. It's your fingerprints. It's your marking of a real genuine gent. It's your label that makes you feel able, that leaves you feeling stable, that gives you a clear conscience and a good frame of mind, even when you don't feel able. Somehow, you must gather the strength to become stable. When you've completed a task, you don't want someone to stop and ask, hey man, have you completed that task when you've given your commitment in the past?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now about to start our proceedings for the ritual. This is a transitional ritual, transitioning into manhood, and as I told you earlier, we would do the female at a later date. We are just going to transition a young man into manhood by doing the rites of passage ceremony. We'll be transferring him from a male boyhood into a manhood. He will be receiving his selected bead. And join us as we proceed with this. I'd like to do a prayer first. In the name of the Most High, we bow our heads to you, Lord. We ask that you allow our higher self to rise up and oversee this event. We ask that you will be present here with us, showing us the proper way to transition this young man into manhood, showing him the manner in which to pray. We will call upon the elder to ask her to give us the Lord's Prayer. Elder, will you give us the Lord's Prayer, please?
Yes. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Trespass against us. And amen.
Thank you so very much, Elder. And Elder, we want to just admonish you here in the room as you witness this ceremony. I have a young man here. And are you ready to become a man?
Yes.
All right. Can you please assume the position, young man? Kneel down between my legs here on the floor. As he begins to kneel, hold your head down. Hold your head back. Put your head back.
Yes.
Now, as I began to read this Ifa ritual, please let the room remain quiet as I read this ritual. It is a prayer, an African Yoruba prayer. The prayer and the praises. Spirit that comes from the beginning of this world. Spirit that comes from the east. Spirit that comes from the west. Spirit that comes from the north. Spirit that comes from the south. Spirit that comes from the celestial world. Spirit that comes from the planet Earth. Spirit that comes from the holy city, Ila Ife. Spirit that comes from the ocean. Spirit that comes from the rivers. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. Homage comes to pass. Homage comes to pass. Homage comes to pass. Homage comes to pass for the 400 spirits on the right side, Lord of Light. And the homage to the 100 spirits on the left side, Lord of Light. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. Homage comes to pass. Homage comes to pass. Homage comes to pass. The Holy Diviner, the Holy Diviner, praise you. I praise you. I praise you. Homage comes to pass. Homage comes to pass. Homage comes to pass. Diviner on the right side, I praise you. Diviner on the left side, I praise you. Diviner on the east side, I praise you. Diviner on the west side, I praise you. Diviner on the left side, the north side, I praise you. Diviner on the south side, I praise you. I say Ajuba, Ajuba, blessings, blessings. Put your head back. This ritual will mark the ceremony of this young man's praise period. He must remember to call on his ancestors. He must remember to get the ear of the ancestors, and he must remember that prayer is ordained for him. As I put the Eleke beads on his neck, pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. These are your prayer beads. Remember to use these to pray. These are your prayer beads, and they are very important. And I'd like for you to say the Lord's Prayer. Okay.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, thy will be done. 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 Thy will be done
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, continuing the survey to the EWA, he is certainly in trial because it's a new suit and suit. An initiate in by has taken the sitter must transfer every 4 days in the detox. We begin to pray in that manner, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed will be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. For thine is the power and glory forever. Amen. That is one manner of prayer. However, I like a beautiful prayer that he will also be taught. I am here. I am your child. I have come now. He is your four-legged table that I am going to be. Do not leave me to God. Do not let me become ill. Birds the past and the night and speak the language of men. We invoke you. Wild animals the past and the night and speak the language of men. We invoke you, while animals that cry in the night, and take the name of those that are gone to God. We invoke you, those that pass in the night, and give the name of those that are going to be born. It is you who offer this prayer. You are free. Come take this prayer. Be and okay. Be a change. I need the action. The young man who was visiting this day, we still have the action. Now, what is the action? The action is the power that he must gain of his ancestors. Having the estate would mean that the ancestors will lend their estate. And that is why we use the word estate when we are saying. Estate empowers the word that you can.
Purified, and he was prepared to be lately
remaining portion of the translation reads, I ran on and on until I met Olun. He was strange, but well listed, dancing along. Who are those going into the forest? Who are those going into the forest? He said, the young initiate, who says are now clean, for those he was led along to get there next one. I walked leisurely and met Iba, playing the ground with his staff moving along. I asked, who are those moving into the forest, bro? He said, the initiates who tents are not seen, for though he was taking along to get their next walk, this was the oracle of declaration for Orumina, who was to have their head walk. 401 deities who asked to show who would walk his head, who would walk their head. These verses show that Orumina was a seat as well as king. We are thankful to the team. We are thankful. And now we are going to perform the head washing, ladies and gentlemen. This is a traditional ritual that's done to prepare the tent for the seat. Now, on the advisor, do the head washing for the cell band. And we do not necessarily use water in doing this. It is a box ceremony, but we will let you know that this young man's head has been purified and he has now had the head wash. Thank you, young man. I'd like to read you the spiritual community of the Blessed Lord Orumina. The holy spiritual community of the Blessed Lord Orumina, hereafter referred to as the Igbo or the community. It has its foundation as a belief in the Almighty God, also known as the Dada, Seba, Seba, Olugum, Ilede, Orumina, Otumare, and Siki, and Diba. Hippa, the master of the secrets, the master of the sacred mysteries of the inner court of heaven, first and foremost. The church is guided by the wisdom and the experience of the priests and the elders. These are elders who use the great spiritual and philosophical teachings of the holy and divine Orumina and the holy and sacred Olugum of Ifa. As the sacred scriptures, they give meaning and understanding to the lives of the church members and followers. The church is the undenominational in that it recognizes all the African theological systems that are exiled and have survived in the Western Hemisphere and speaks to the providers of the refugee and the person who desires to worship and fellowship with like-minded children of God. This belief system includes the pyramid of the divine cosmic beings who are the spiritual essence of the manifestation of Almighty God. These beings are guardian spirit forces of the earth and sky, and are all things visible and invisible, who bring us life and blessings by the will of the majestic Father, Mother, God. The belief also includes the power of sacred and the adoration of the church. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to introduce you to the people.
Do you ever regard Oli as one of the deities in
other deities who are regarded as belonging to every god, as a god of whom he is worshipped and proprietized by the universe. All of the remains is the lofty of the other deity. It is through him that one knows the wishes of the other deity as a lofty of the elite. All of the remains is regarded as the Inege, the kind witness of the person's choice of destiny. Olivia Murray was present when every person chose to have her destiny in heaven. It is not difficult to foresee for Olumina to be our divination. The system is about to tell every person here on earth the wishes of his or her belief. Since the destiny of every person has been decided in heaven, it is considered vital for everyone to consult Tifa from time to time so that one might know what pleases or displeases his or her belief. By doing so, everyone will be able to tread the path already laid down for his or her and heaven without being about push. The gods themselves have their own holy direction and directing their daily life. Like man beings, the human beings, the gods know that the wishes of their holy by consulting Ifa or Romana himself, consulting his Ifa divination, instruction, and order to find out the wishes of the belief. One day, Olumana gathered all the gods together and posed to them this question. Tialo, Tialo, Ashum, Baba, Agu, Akumala, Baba, Ugu, Akumala, who can accompany this devoted on an installation, a journey over the sea without sending him or her at the stage. Ashum, the thunder god, and the oldest, boldest of all gods, was the first to take up the challenge. He paid the price to stand up and that he could do what any of his devoted to any place without looking back and follow them all the way. The other god then asked him what he would do if on his journey with his devoted, he arrived at a site where he had to turn back and go back home to his father. John Go answered that he would first of all call at his home, then he would go back. The other god said if he called at his home, that meant deserting the devotee and breaking his promise. By now, all the boastful answers and the questions poised by Olumana, the question was also poised to Olumana himself, and he likewise answered the question boastfully. The gods then became confused, and they complained, and they figured, and that they did not understand the parable. They therefore began to beg him to please explain to them and unfold the mystery. In his explanation, Olumana said these words, that only every person, only, could accompany everyone to his father's place on earth without turning back, he said. So then it is only that we go all the way to time. Only, if you are to have this success, you are to thank the only. If you are to journey far off into a far land and your only goes to, you are to thank the only. If you Arthur had many children and Prosper had left land. You are the best of all me. It is your own me. It goes all the way with you. And I am, ladies and gentlemen, who's been assigned to the John P. War Initiative. Oh, we is your Godhead Commission. This is a Godhead for you, the friends. This is a Godhead for you, Alexander. These are the Godheads that you will carry with you, oh, we. Now, in placing the feet upon your neck, pardon me if I did the feet. Placing the beads upon your neck, you have now been initiated to a special job. This job will allow you to be able to kneel and pray. You've been sanctuarized and sanctuated to become a holy priest, a priest that will start the initiation process as an old we. Meaning that you are a student, an AWA. An AWA is always learning, sitting at the seat of their master, their priest, or priestesses. Remember to be mindful of the fact that it is your Ori that will give you success. You must first pay homage to your Ori, ladies and gentlemen. These two young men have been initiated. You witnessed a mock ceremony. We prayed in the native tongue of Ifa. We have initiated these young men. As I place these young men between my legs and tell them that they have been called, anointed, and appointed, they were appointed in the womb. They were called in the womb to do a special job. It was Ephi at birth that knew their calling, and it was the right hand of Ephi that witnessed the destiny of each one of these young men as they use their prayer beads to pray each day. Help them, O Romalah. Help them, Elede. Help them, O We, to be mindful of the fact that they have transitioned out of boyhood into manhood. Rites of passage have they transformed. Transformed by a renewing of the mind. Transformed by the head on their shoulder, being washed, being purified, being rededicated back to Ori. I dedicate you back to Ori, that you might forevermore be men, upright in the community, functioning as upright gentlemen, free from all connection to penal institutions, any law force. You have been ordained and set aside for a special purpose. You've been called and appointed. No matter how someone prepares the pitch for you, the very pitch that they prepare, they will slip in them themselves. You have been called out by name, Alex and LaFrance. Alex and LaFrance, I give you a new name. Owa, Owa, Awa. I give you the name of Bidiako Alexander. Owo Bidiako, and I give you the name, LaFrance, of Oloboni LaFrance. These first names you will use, but you will gain a brand new name at the next time we meet. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for participating in this ritual with us. Join us in this celebration as we go on, ladies and gentlemen. God has truly smiled on these young men. They have been initiated, ladies and gentlemen, and God has smiled on them. Ori is watching over them right now to perform what it is that they've been called for. Now, the ordinance that has been given for these two young men, the mission that they must take, the journey begins now. As you take one step towards the Creator, He'll take two steps towards you, young men. Olubomi and Kojo Bidiako, as you take a step towards the Godhead, your Owe, remember to set up your shrine. Place your ancestors' names on your altar. Set the seven glasses of water up front. You will be taught, you will be trained, and you will be instructed what to do. And all that you don't gain in this segment, you will be able to speak to your ancestors. Call on your ancestors, Obatala, he said. Call on your ancestors, Olabomi and Obatala. Call on your ancestors. They will help you. Share the one for the sum total of why you came. You are now initiate. You are near fight. This has been a mock ceremony, ladies and gentlemen. But not mock for these young men. They have come home. My sons have come home. Give us that child. Bring the ring. Put rings on their finger. Put the robe around their neck. Man now, transitioning into manhood. Coming out of a boyhood forevermore. Be near. Isn't that good news? Thanks and praise be to Almighty. If you are to have good success, you are to thank your Owe. Now thank your Owe today. Pour libation to the east. Pour libation to the west. The south and the north. Understanding that when you go before the people as an AWOL, you are practicing the readiness skills to go into priesthood. Ladies and gentlemen, when you are able to take your male child, women, between your knees, bow their heads down, talk to them, put your spirit in them, then ask them to lay their head back. Put eleke beads on their neck that has been anointed. Put them prayer beads on them. Teach them how to pray. And by all means, pray with them before them. Show them that this journey out here alone, they don't have to chance it by themselves. That there's a great force that will walk with them and talk with them and be with them. Oh, we will go all the way. It is Owe who will go all the way. Some of those folks who said they will travel all the way, the word says don't put your trust in the legs of a man or arm of a man, but it's your Owe who will go all the way with you. Give thanks to Owe today, your Godhead, the spirit that God placed in you, the Godhead that he brought here on this earth to reside with you. Now, young men, you have a big task, a big task to change, because the debt has been paid for you. You are not your own. You do not own yourself. I want you to go out of this room knowing that you are fully transitioned into manhood. Forevermore, you look over your shoulder at your boyish days. But you must carry yourself in a manlike manner with every effort to bring goodness to your community, getting to the poor, handling women in a special way. Loving and kindness have drawn thee, and with loving kindness you will draw others. Remember this day. We mark this 1st of October as the day that sets the mark of transitioning into the rights of man. You are now both men. Isn't that good news? That's good news. Isn't that good news? Ladies and gentlemen, on the airways of sound of my voice, it's okay for you to celebrate, but there might be nasty, but I don't care. Because those out there who was waiting to get the grips of their hand before these young men transition into men, not so contrary, my friend, contrary. Mother, we must snatch our boys back from the annals of the pages of the fire and bring them into life standing. At this moment, mother, you can take advantage of this opportunity while the spirit is moving. Take your young men, bow their heads down, say a prayer for them. Wash their heads. Wash their heads in a mock ceremony and clear their heads. Take the pain away. away the confusion away. Give them right understanding. The same mind, a mind stayed on their own feet, is a sound mind. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for going the way of the righteous man today. And if you're in this room, please remember to come back and listen. This has been a very testimonious moment for me. You are standing on holy ground right now, ladies and gentlemen. I implore you to repeat this ritual in your own home. Recite prayers that you have, but remember, you are African. The only question today is to be African or not. Remember, you're not Jewish. Remember, you are not going to go and do things that someone else does in their household, but you have got to practice your tradition. This is a part of tradition, ladies and gentlemen. This is a part of African tradition, and we must get back to our old ways. We must remember who we were. It is important for black men to go into the school feeling like they have marked the occasion of when they became a man, ladies. They have to know that it's not about how many babies they can make or how many women they can lay up with. It's important that they have families reproducing after their own kind, ladies and gentlemen. Now today, this day, you eat as you see me do. Follow only. Follow the leader. I'm not telling you nothing wrong. I'm showing you how to keep your men alive and keeping them protected. Lay down blessings and prayers for them and show them how to pray for their own families, keeping them alive and speaking to them on a regular basis and talking to them in their ear, ladies. That's right. Speaking in their ear about their duty and their obligation to the power of prayer. Once you teach your children prayer, you need not worry about anything else. They can figure the rest of it out. I declare they can. I want to thank you for being a part of this show. This ceremony has been one marked with the occasion. This date will go down in history and be forevermore remembered as the day we initiated EWAS into manhood. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so very much. You've been so patient and so kind for listening on this show. Once again, we will be back here tomorrow, continuing with our segment on initiation. And we will break down the classes and training of the EWA and what we need to learn. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it, so you don't want to miss it. And we'd like to put our hand up and send three shouts out into the atmosphere and say, Harambe! 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 And hail the Lady Amon. And we hope you are out there pressing forth your higher self. And we say to you all, Baba Boy to you, y'all, and good evening, Om Dabba.